So you know how this game goes. You grew up listening to WIP.
610 WIP.
You're 2-8. Your name's shown up on hot seat lists in the media. How do you feel going into this stretch, Pittsburgh, Denver, Pittsburgh?
I think probably because I grew up listening to that, I'm smart enough to not worry about outside noise. I get that's part of this gig. That's life in the big city.
I think we all should feel proud today. That was the voice of Kevin Stefanski.
Why is that?
Well, head coach of the Cleveland Browns. They play tonight to start week 12 off, right? Steelers-Browns. There might be some snow in Cleveland tonight, but Stefanski is on the hot seat. Mm-hmm. Even though he's won 2 coach of the years, the Browns might fire him. But he said there, you heard it, he feels like he's built for this. He's built to be on the hot seat because he grew up listening to WIP.
You have to be built for it, man. I mean, I don't understand how all of a sudden it's become. It's almost like people feel, and I've been in these meetings, that you wake up in the morning and say, hey, I'm going to be controversial. I mean, there's a little bit of that, maybe. But still, these storylines come from somewhere.
Like Joel?
Yeah. I mean, it's like the fact that a team meeting did happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he was called out. But somehow, I don't understand how somehow that's my fault for speaking on that.
Or mine.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Now, you might not like my take on it, and that's fine. You don't have to like my take. But don't try to blame me for what's happening or me responding to what's happening, because that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm responding to a story where his teammates called him out about his work ethic. And being a former professional athlete, being in a locker room with guys that we've had team meetings and there's been personal things said, you know, you would think that you would understand the perspective where I'm coming from. But I guess that doesn't count for anything.
No, it's too much to ask. So that was Stefanski, one half of national recognition yesterday for WIP. Here's the other half, the New Heights podcast. Jason trying to explain to Travis this whole WIP thing.
Is Nick Sirianni not getting enough love from Philly?
You know what? I was listening to WIP this morning. I think the Eagles fan
is WIP.
WIP is the local, like, big sports talk show station in Philadelphia.
So they're the ones that have been on them.
Well, they control a lot of the narrative, but I will say they usually are. I think WIP is pretty much, for the most part, I don't want to say for the most part, WIP is oftentimes just a reflection of what the fan base truly thinks about the team.
Yeah, that's how you keep the fans involved.
Sometimes they
are
wrong.
That's how you keep them listening.
Sometimes they are wrong.
See, that's what I mean. I told you, Sirianni is done.
They're also, it tends to be the loudest fans, which, you know, hey, listen, I go on WIP. I like listening to WIP for these exact reasons. I like hearing those perspectives.
That needs to be a drop, by the way. What the bleep is
WIP?
I wonder what they listen to in Kansas City.
Well, they have a station.
No, they have sports. I know they have sports radio, but they have a pretty rabid fan base. I'm just kind of wondering.
I just think we're different.
Yeah, and they've been winning.
But yeah, right.
And they've been winning a lot, so it's not a whole lot to complain about. Yeah.
Travis knows what WIP is.
He does. I mean, he was on WIP. He was at the Kelsey thing 2 years ago at the Ocean.
So you're saying he was just playing for the
Yeah, I think they were fine on their podcast. Yeah. He was trying to explain.
We'll take
it.
That, though. I mean,
the is WIP?
It's a great drop. I mean,
it's awful.
Stefanski with the praise. Like, I was built for this. I listened to 610 WIP growing up. Now you can fire me in the media all you want.
See, we mold these great individuals.
That's right.
Man, I tell you, I mean, that was my mantra when I was in Atlanta. When I first got there, they was like, who is this guy? We want him out of town. I'm like, dog, I cut my teeth in radio in Philadelphia. Ain't nothing you can say to me.
I mean, Joe ran Andy Reid out of town.
ain't nothing you can say to me that's going to get under my skin.
My first show here was the year after Reid got fired, but I'll take the blame. I ran him out of town. 215-592-9494. All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Couple polls up today, one on Sirianni and one on the Sixers. So open today saying I would tank this thing. Just blow it up.
Bam. Yeah,
I would sit Embiid the rest of the year, sit George, get them healthy so you can decide what to do in the offseason.
You're going
to
sit $190 million.
Oh, yeah. Get yourself healthy.
No, I'm going to get some out of that.
Yeah, we'll trade you in the offseason. Should the Sixers shut Embiid down for the season and tank? Yes, at 67%. The appetite for a tank is back. We've come full circle. And then should the Eagles give Nick Sirianni a contract extension right now? No, it's 73%. You know what my favorite part of this poll question is?
What's that?
These two poll questions. More people right now are saying no to a Sirianni extension 8-2 than yes to the tank. Like, or actually, it's almost the same. Like, it's pretty wild. Like, there's a lot of people out there that are really willing to tank this season. Like, they're just done with this team at 2-12, losing to the Grizzlies last night. All right, we'll get to Kiss the Baby here, and we got to hear from an old friend coming up as well. Let's go back to the phone lines, get as many as we can in here. Alex in Philly's up. Hey, Alex. Alex, going once.
You got to be kidding.
Alex, we're tanking.
I literally just spoke to him.
We're tanking Alex here.
Moment's too big.
Mark in Woodbury Heights is ready to talk some Sixers. Hey, Mark.
Guys, how you doing?
Good, what's up, Mark. Man? What's up?
No, WIP.
Is WIP?
WIP has people that call in that know sports and are passionate about it.
Sometimes.
And they're educated about it. And when they see a guy like Joel Embiid, who I called about, and I talked to you, Joe, back when you were on the night crew.
Yep.
Back in 2019, after he, in game four, against the Raptors, he didn't show up because he had an upper respiratory infection, and how he got behind the mic and just kept talking about, you know, I had to get an IV. This guy has to be one of, I've been watching sports since the mid-70s, one of the biggest jokes for a talented athlete I have ever seen in this town. Ever. I mean, seriously, Joe, how many times have you and I talked about this guy coming up short in the playoffs year in, year out, making excuses? I don't, you know, I wish Jimmy was here, throwing his coaches under the bus, throwing Ben Simmons under the bus. He's just playing worse than Simmons. He's worse because he's more talented. And, you know, here's a guy, no one talks about his lack of defense. He's terrible defensively. Yeah, he's tall. He can block the shots around the rim. He's terrible on pick and rolls. You ever see him come up and hedge? He doesn't hedge. He's terrible. Whatever they need to do, do it. And Daryl Morey, has anybody mentioned his name today, Joe?
Not enough, Mark, because he's silent. As the whole thing falls apart, you can't find Morey anywhere.
Where is Daryl Morey, that idiot, for giving this guy an extension, for giving Paul George, how old is Paul George?
35.
35 years old, you gave him all this money. These guys are making millions of dollars to make these decisions. The Sixers, going back to when the process started, have made one bad decision after another. What's it now, 10 years? I mean, these guys are walking out of those offices, millionaires.
He cooked
and they
now.
Can't make decisions with a roster. This is utterly ridiculous. It's the worst I've seen. Hugh Douglas.
Yes, sir.
Hugh Douglas. Is he there?
Oh, he's here.
I'm letting you cook, dog.
He was late today,
cook,
but he's
dog.
Here. Yeah.
Hugh, I want your opinion as a former athlete. I want it right now on the table. What's your take on Joel Embiid?
It's unacceptable. Everything that he's done up until this point has been unacceptable. Accountability. That's the word of the day.
Get him out of here, Mark. We love your phone call.
The is WIP.
That was a lot.
That was perfect.
That was epic.
That was a lot.
I feel.
And Mark and I have been talking Sixers for years, and it's like you ever see something before everyone else sees it, and you try to tell everyone, and then everyone's like, "No, you're seeing it wrong," and now everyone's
now
seeing
sound,
the same
you sound
thing.
Like Howard, no.
Well, no.
You sound like I told you so. That sounds like an I told you so.
Well, I tried to say for 5 years.
He's a fraud.
They can't win a title with this guy. And everyone's like, well, yeah, blah, blah, blah. He's better than Jokic. Stop.
That music's pretty versatile, apparently.
It is. The good or the bad. That was a great
phone
call.
Just if you have an epic rant, you got to get the music.
Yeah, it just goes well.
It like adds 15 extra percent to it. It's awesome.
Yeah, it does.
And Mark rose to the occasion.
He did. I don't know how much he had prepared there, but I think he added 30 more percent to fit with the music. I mean, it was great. It's one of my favorite
pretty
Mark
awesome.
Calls ever. All right, let's grab Big V, and then we got to get to our Kiss the Baby. So we usually do it on Tuesday, right? We eliminate.
Yeah, we missed Tuesday. Well, there's a lot going on.
Joel, yeah. So we pushed it back. We have to get to, though, before we get to Week 12, which starts tonight. We might get a snow game tonight, Hugh Douglas.
That's crazy.
Steelers and the Browns. That's